So the study that's going to be done, who's going to do it?
It'll basically be the same group of surgeons from the COST study, Jim Fleshman being the lead investigator on this one.
It's going to be randomized?
Yes.
You're going to be part of that?
Yes.
Do you feel comfortable randomizing patients in that situation with your own experience?
You know, it's always an ethical question if you think something is better, but it hasn't been proven better. And again, I had two new patients, say, with rectal cancer, and they both asked the same question, well, what do you think I should do? I mean, patients with a rectal cancer don't come with a preset notion. And if I tell them, as I did today, well, I don't know that one's better than the other. One has a little bit better recovery, but probably will be a longer operation. And the other one will be a much quicker operation, but may have a longer recovery. But oncologically, we don't know if there's a difference. I don't think that'd be hard to enroll patients in the trial. It's not something that clearly is hands down better. If I knew that the recurrence rate laparoscopically was half what it is by laparotomy, that'd be an easy one. But we're not in that setting.
Right now in your practice, roughly what fraction of the rectal surgery is done laparoscopically?
The majority. It'll vary month to month, but the overwhelming majority would be laparoscopic or laparoscopic assisted.